From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Thai authorities are searching for a suspect in the Bangkok bombing. Thailand's Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha says authorities are searching for a suspect seen in security camera footage at the site where an explosion in Bangkok killed at least 22 and wounded more than 120 others. Several of the fatalities were Asian foreigners. The blast hit close to the open-air Erawan Hindu shrine. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility. A Thai military spokesman appealed for calm.
The public are advised to remain calm and monitor the situation regularly as security agencies conduct their operations. As for possible motivation to those who may have caused this incident, it is too early to speculate which group may have been responsible for this crime, but authorities are following possible leads.
Officials say there's no doubt the blast was intended to kill people and deliver a blow to the country's tourism industry. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir has declined to sign a peace agreement aimed at ending the country's 20-month civil war. He told mediators in Ethiopia he needs several days before to sign the agreement, during which time he'll return home and consult constituencies. Kenya's President Uhuru Kenyatta, attending the talks, remains upbeat.
I believe we have made progress today. I believe we have made substantial progress. We have had some of the parties sign, but even the government has initialed this document. And by initialing, that shows also commitment. And I believe it is only right and just that the issues that they have, they be given some time to also consult and to resolve. Because like I said, if we don't carry everybody, then there is no lasting peace.
The UN says the conflict has killed thousands and displaced millions. This is VOA News. Ukraine and Russia have accused each other of fueling tensions as fighting escalates in eastern Ukraine. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko denounced his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin's arrival in Crimea Monday, which Moscow annexed from Ukraine last year. At least seven were killed in eastern Ukraine in recent fighting between government forces and Russian-backed separatists. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
We are gravely concerned by the sharp increase in attacks by combined Russian separatist forces across the ceasefire line in eastern Ukraine. These attacks continued this weekend, including to the east and north of Mariupol, apparently in an attempt to threaten that city. There can be no mistake about who is responsible. Russia and the separatists are launching these attacks, just as they escalated the conflict last August.
Ukraine's foreign ministry has called on Moscow to implement provisions of the Minsk ceasefire agreements. Russia's foreign minister blamed Kyiv for the escalation in violence. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi signed a new anti-terrorism law that calls for the death penalty and life sentences for some offenses and threatens hefty fines for false reporting on terror attacks. He vowed to strengthen those laws after a bomb killed the country's top prosecutor in June. Ben Connable is a RAND Corporation regional analyst.
The problem is that Egypt doesn't have a long history of being able to deal with these problems successfully in any other way than using force or draconian legal measures. So I think that they're just following a pattern that's long established, and unfortunately they're unable to break out of it.
Amnesty International said the law represents a flagrant attack on the rights of freedom of expression, peaceful assembly, and association. A Norwegian vessel docked Monday in Sicily, ferrying more than 400 migrants to the shores of Europe, and also carrying the bodies of 49 victims who died of asphyxiation on their perilous Mediterranean passage. More than 2,300 migrants and refugees have died so far this year in attempts to reach Europe by boat to escape war-torn and impoverished parts of Africa and the Middle East. Indonesian officials Tuesday said there were no survivors from a plane crash that went down Sunday in the eastern part of the country. Search crews reached the crash site in Papua Province for the first time Tuesday after being delayed by treacherous terrain and reported the plane was totally destroyed. The dental office of the Minnesota doctor at the center of the controversy over the killing of a rare black-maned lion in Zimbabwe reopened Monday, but dentist Walter Palmer was not in the office. The office has been closed since an outpouring of social media rage over the killing of the protected lion named Cecil in early July. Palmer has professed his innocence, saying he relied on the advice of professional guides. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.